You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. After months of campaigning, it all comes down to this. The primary election is Tuesday, September 10th. As the candidates spend their final days locking in support, we're turning our attention to what to expect at the poll sites, like the Board of Elections hauling out those old lever voting machines for the occasion. Joining me now to explain why and what else you can expect primary day is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So just to start off here, let's review how we ended up bringing back the old lever voting machines. And also to start off, you know, let me just say, I like to say lever and you like to say lever.
But I've gone back and forth myself. Lever, lever, tomato, tomato. Essentially, we know what we're talking about, which are these old machines that we used to use for voting and have since been decommissioned since 2009. Basically, what happened, the Board of Elections, we know, has come under fire for their handling of recent elections for several years. As this citywide election was approaching, this was going to be the first municipal election where we used the new optical scanner voting machines, which the board has said, you know, the procedures that are connected to them are very complicated, and it was going to take them too long to get the results from the primary election to then quickly turn these machines around and get them ready for a runoff. And so they started talking about possible alternatives. And one solution that they proposed way back in January was potentially bringing out these old lever voting machines for the primary and potential runoff. It's a change that actually required approval from the state legislature and approval from the governor. And at first, it wasn't clear whether or not that was going to happen. Ultimately, a law was passed to bring back these machines and to move the runoff a week out. Initially, the runoff was supposed to be 2 weeks after the primary. This law brings back the old lever voting machines, and it moved the runoff date a week out, so there's now 3 weeks between the primary and potential runoff.
And this is all only temporary, right?
Yes, exactly. The law that was passed brings back the lever voting machines just for the primary and possible runoff, but in the general election, we go back to using the scanners. But let's stay focused on Tuesday.
And just to be clear here, the city stopped using these lever machines back in 2009 because of that federal law. But the city still kept these machines?
Yeah, I actually went and saw them over the summer. They were in two warehouses in Brooklyn, just lines and lines of these old voting machines, like a voting machine graveyard. But not anymore. We're bringing them back from the dead. We're going to use them on Tuesday. You know, these are machines that the city has had since the 1960s. They require oil and grease, and they have all these moving parts. So since that time, staff from the Board of Elections has actually been performing maintenance and trying to get them ready, oiling them up and getting them set for Tuesday. When there are problems, which there always are every election day, the upside is the board at least knows how to fix them. They've had years and years of experience as compared with these scanner machines, which have been a little bit more problematic for them.
Now, is there still time to register if people want to vote?
Not for the primary. That deadline actually passed. It was in August. But if you aren't registered for the general election, there's still time for that. So, you know, for folks who are getting excited by the election and now are disappointed that they're not registered for the primary, take care of it for November.
And what if people don't know where to vote?
So there are a few resources out there. You can, you know, the easiest thing to do, you can go online. The New York City Board of Elections has a poll site lookup function on their website. There's also a phone number there that you can just call and ask. Registered voters should have actually gotten some information in the mail from the board that would tell them both, you know, pictures of the machines that we'll be using on Election Day and also information about where their poll site is. And a really great tool that's just being launched by the New York City Campaign Finance Board, which, you know, handles the city's matching program, but also is responsible for voter education. It's called nycvotes.org. It's a mobile platform. You can go to it from your cell phone, or you can just go to it online. And that will tell you both where you vote and who's going to be on the ballot in your location.
Bridget, with us moving back to these old machines, how quickly will we know the winners?
That is the $50 million question, Sotirios. The polls close at 9 p.m. And, you know, clearly the board has had more experience with these machines. So theoretically, they're going to be able to get these results in faster. But for all those people who will be, you know, biting their nails waiting to know the results, we will have this amazing map on our website, WNYC.org, where you'll actually be able to see the results come in from every election district across the entire city. So not only will you be able to see the results in total, but you'll be able to actually drill down and see how people voted in your neighborhood or in other neighborhoods across the city. That's all courtesy of our data news team, and you'll be able to find it here at WNYC.org and listen to WNYC on the air for the results throughout the evening.
All right. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.